Kyle, ever since people have been on Earth, they have looked up at the sky in wonder. Someday, they must have thought, someday, perhaps we will be able to crash into the moon.
Hold on, Don. Crash into the moon? That doesn't sound like much of an ambition.
Au contraire. The very first moon landing was, in fact, a moon crashing. It happened in 1959 when the Soviets intentionally flew a probe into the Sea of Serenity. All the way down, the Luna 2 space probe snapped pictures before hitting the dirt.
Moon dirt, that is.
The American space program followed suit. In the 1960s, we crashed a series of probes called the Rangers into the moon, each one about the size of a car. Boom, boom, boom. Five crashes with great pictures all the way down.
I had no idea crashing could be such a hot idea.
Want to study the moon for seismographic data? Why not crash rocket boosters into it, the way Mission Control did with Saturn rockets in the 1970s?
Good heavens, how much stuff is smashed on the moon?
Five NASA lunar orbiters, four Soviet probes, one Japanese craft, two Apollo satellites. Oh, and in 1999, we crashed the Lunar Prospector. Never fear, though, more collisions are in the works.
I'm feeling better about my driving record.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Provost.
Today's program was prepared by William Oram with help from Catherine Pilichowski in astronomy.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. Once again, our web address, amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.